This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. And we welcome to the show today the host of the Tay and Todd Commanders podcast, Deontay Hallams. Deontay, welcome behind enemy lines, and thanks for joining us, buddy.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm privileged to be here. I'm thankful. Thank you for reaching out to us, and no hard feelings here. No hard feelings for you.
No, man. We're here to get your opinion and understand, your thoughts on the Washington now Commanders, the new name change, and everything going on with them, bud.
Yes, well, I'm excited. Like I said, and it's the off season, so we can be cordial, for now. Yeah, and in the season, it might be a different story. But yes, I'm thrilled to be on here, and I'm looking forward to talking Washington Commander football.
Awesome.
Yeah, Deontay, we're covering the NFC East before camp starts, and we want to get your insights on your football team there. And listen, let's start it off with, first off, Carson Wentz. When they traded for him, were you surprised? How do you feel about it, and how do you feel he's going to fit in his system?
Well, initially, I have a group chat of guys, about five or six fans, and we were initially going in for Russell Wilson. So we were thinking before the offseason, Russell Wilson. You hear all this smoke about Ron Rivera. He wants a big guy. He wants a guy who can take us to the Super Bowl. And then I'm watching Colin Cowherd show, and he's saying, "Wait, I got a call from someone. I'm seeing that Carson Wentz is getting traded." So I'm like, "Whoa!" So I'm looking. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, he's going to Washington Commanders." So initially, I was kind of hurt because I felt like we settled, but obviously, we didn't have the package. Russell Wilson didn't want to come to Washington. And then you had the whole Deshaun Watson thing that's still going. And I don't think with our franchise trying to clean up situations, we could handle that. But now, if you ask me, I'm in love with Carson Wentz. I think he's going to do really, really well. He's taking on a leadership role that we haven't had here in some time. And we had the privilege to go to OTAs here last month, and he looks sharp. So at first, I was kind of bummed, but then again, I can't be too bummed because we went the last 2 years with Taylor Heineke as quarterback. So, you can't get much worse than that. So I think.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you don't like Taylor Heineke because the only thing with Wentz is the way it ended in Indianapolis. He was traded from Philly to a guy who really made him in Philly, like Frank Reich, right? And the way it ended in Indianapolis, I was surprised at the trade that it happened. But you look at Wentz as a big upgrade from Heineke.
Oh, hands down. Heineke, you were limited. You had guys who were jamming receivers at the line of scrimmage because they know he couldn't throw the ball past 50 yards. So a deep shot in Washington's offense last year was at our 40-yard line. This year the whole field is open. Wentz can throw bombs over Baghdad. He had 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions last year. So, we can say he's not as good, but he's the best we've had here since Kirk.
Right. Deontay, a guy I was on Twitter, and I was happy to see him get his money, and that was Terry McLaurin, okay? But, look, you have more insight than us. Was it getting hairy with Terry? Was it getting close to him looking to move on, or was this smokescreen they were going to come to a number no matter what?
I think it was all smokescreen. If you listen to Terry's presser, Ron Rivera was in touch with him the whole way. Ron Rivera made it clear that we weren't trading Terry, unlike, certain scenarios where, that Debo situation is getting touchy, and that Seattle situation with Metcalf is getting touchy. But Ron Rivera was up front, loud and clear the whole offseason. Even though we drafted a receiver in the first, he said, "Look, Terry is our guy." And and rightfully so, Terry's just a class act. His presser was just off the chart. They did little subtle things, like in interviews, they would have Terry's helmet, right there in the middle so you could see number 17. So, and then Carson Wentz said he spoke to Terry throughout the whole offseason. And I don't think it ever got to the point where the money – obviously, he's 27 years old, so he's older than the rest of those guys who got paid. But I think he got his contract worth. I don't think it was ever a point where we were going to trade him.
It was like a two-edged sword for me. I got to be honest with Deontay. One, I love Terry McLaurin as a football player, as a receiver. But at the same time, I was hoping to get him the hell out of the division. It was on the road. Yeah. So I got to be honest with you, Deontay. When he got his money, which I thought was well-deserved because I love the kid. He never really had a number two, true number two yet either. I love the kid. But at the same time, I was kind of hoping to go south on you so we can get the hell out of here. So, is that fair? I'm just being honest with you, brother.
Hey,
you
know? That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Were you happy or surprised by the pick of Dotson in the first round?
You know, we were. Chris Olave was my guy the whole way.
Yeah.
I was assuming Chris Olave. I wanted him, and Garrett Wilson. I was hoping, praying that he was going to fall to where we were. Didn't happen, and they happened to trade back, and then they got Jahan Dotson, who this offseason. So that pick did surprise me, because I thought we were going Chris Olave right there. But now looking back at it, Jahan Dotson had a heck of an offseason. Him and Wentz have built a rapport that is just.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he will be maybe the fourth or fifth player to be as far as offensive rookie of the year odds, because I think he's going to be him and Wentz have a great rapport. But that pick did surprise me. Like I said, we were all bent on Chris Olave or Jameson Williams, but they traded back, got some more pieces and picks, and that's all she wrote.
Deontay, I'm sorry, Joe, just one follow. I just want to get back to Wentz 1 second, Deontay. When you look at his season last year, and obviously he was back with his boy Frank Reich, and it didn't work out. Is there concerns for you, though? And you look, there was issues last year where Wentz looked phenomenal, don't get me wrong, and then there's other times he missed guys that were wide open. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, Frank, he had his best years under Frank Reich in Philly. He goes back there, it doesn't quite work out, they move on from him. Does that concern you?
It does a little bit, but at the same token, you have to look at their receivers. Pittman Jr., he's just finally coming on the stage. The tight end was kind of, you know, I think here where he's coming here, he has weapons all over the place. I mean, you got Terry McLaurin, you got Antonio Gibson. I mean, obviously you had Jonathan Taylor and the guys over there. They had the offensive line is in shape here intact. We have a pretty steady offensive line. Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, De'Ami Brown. I think they did a great job of putting those weapons around him. Yes, he did miss a lot of open guys. But like I said, I can't get too picky because this is the best we've had since, I mean, Kirk Cousins. I think Taylor Heineke's arm is extremely limited. And what Carson can do, as we saw in OTA so far, the man can spread the ball around. And I think this is the best receiver group he's had in his entire career, which says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go back a bit to the 2019 draft. So the Giants, I just so you know, I'm going to admit, I wanted Dwayne Haskins, right? And we all know what happened. Tragically, he passed away.
Yeah,
but before all that, was that your guy in that draft? I'm just curious, like, or were you? Because the rumor was that the Giants took Jones because either the Washington was going to take him or Denver. And I'm just curious as to your thoughts in that draft. Like going back to that, were you happy with that pick?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not
so
at
you're smarter
all,
than I am, basically, because I wanted Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Well, there was rumors coming out that this coach wanted him, and then the owner wanted him, and then Jay Gruden didn't want him. So whenever it's nobody's on the same page, it always sets up for failure. I did not want Dwayne Haskins. Now, I did want a pass rusher, so I'm glad we were able to trade back up into the first and get Montez Sweat at that time.
Yeah, don't remind us, Deontay. Yeah, don't remind us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Is that who y'all wanted?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was right there for us.
You know? We took Dexter Lawrence. I mean, look, Lawrence. Okay, we'll see what happens. But we wanted Montez Sweat.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted Sweat. You know, I know there was some issues with him. Supposedly, all this bullshit that comes out of draft time, and Montez has had a pretty good career. And Dex is a nice defensive tackle. But in the NFL, you want those edge guys, right, brother? I mean, so
we talked about Sweat for 10 weeks leading up to the draft, and he was there for us. So anyway, sorry, Dan.
Unfortunately, we're not the GM, though. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, so that pick, obviously, that hurt us. That set us back big time because you want to hit on your first round pick, especially if it's a quarterback. And I know you're going through a similar situation with Daniel Jones. As y'all just you don't know what's going on there, but. Yeah, that pick set us back. Like I said, rest in peace, Dwayne, but I don't think that was a good pick, and I wish we would have went a different direction there.
Deontay, the offensive line, obviously you lose a pro bowler in Brandon, you know, Sheriff. You replace him with the veteran Turner and all that. The offensive line, talk about it a little bit. Does it concern you at all? You bring the veteran Norwell. Looks like he's going to be a left guard. Look, Charles Leno gave you some good football, right? He's a solid tackle, Charles. I always like Charles, you know? No, you don't like him? You're shaking your head.
No. Okay. It's in our fan base on Twitter. Everybody likes Charles Leno. And I'm like, what? We go from Chris Samuel
right.
to Trent Williams to Charles Leno. I mean, he's serviceable, but right. I mean, I guess.
You well, know, he's going to be your guy right now, right? He's going to be your left tackle,
I guess,
right?
So. Yeah.
So, like I said, Norwell, you know, the Turner, and then, you know, your second year guy, Cosme, who was a little, you know, a little shaky at times last year, he's your right tackle. So talk about the offensive line. What's the feeling there in Washington? Are you concerned about it at all?
No, I think that's our most stable group. Our offensive line coach did a wonderful job last year. If you've seen all the injuries we went through last year and how we were able to still keep Taylor Heinicke up, get Antonio Gibson 1,000 yards rushing. I like I said, Leno was my only problem. He's short. He has some long arms, but I mean, he got our quarterback hurt the second play of the game. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes down because, you know, Charles Leno gets beat. But the player I'm most excited about is Sam Cosmi, man. Last year he had a stellar year. He couldn't stay healthy, but I think he's our most talented offensive lineman in the room, and I think he's going to break out to be, I'm not going to say a Pro Bowl year, but I think he's going to put the league on notice this year.
So you're listening to the Giant Insider podcast, guys, and we have with us Deontay Hallams of the Tay and Todd Washington Commanders podcast. He's been nice enough to share his thoughts on Washington. Serious question, Deontay. Are you scared to death of Ricky Seals-Jones coming at you?
No.
Okay. No, that wasn't a serious question.
No.
That wasn't a serious
totally
question,
joking.
Jerry.
Totally joking. He looked at me like, what? Why? No, but in all seriousness, look, man, look at your front seven. That has to be the – I know you're talking about the offensive line, but if I'm you, I'm most excited about that group. You know, the Chase Young Bowl a few years ago, you ended up getting him. We're happy with Andrew Thomas, but at the time, to be honest with you, you know, everybody wanted Chase Young. But I look at your front seven, I think that is the strength of this team.
You know, Jerry, I don't know, man. I kind of cooled down off it last year because, man, they disappointed. Now we're in a situation where was Chase the right pick at number two? Or should you have went Justin Herbert? You know, so I think from Chase this year, we're gonna need to see Micah Parsons' type of impact on the game, because if not, then I think we kind of missed on the draft, as sorry as it sounds. But the front seven is solid. You know, Jonathan Allen – Pro Bowl defensive tackle, Deron Payne. Who knows if he gets paid? We added another stud from Bama with the second round, Fedarian
Mathis.
I like him a lot. Yeah. Stud, like Montez Sweat, as we talked about. Now our linebackers. You mentioned the front seven. The linebackers I don't think we got better this year in linebacker. Jamin Davis, is he going to be a bust? He had a terrible year last year. Ron tried to move him to the Mike linebacker spot. That didn't work out. Will he work out as a Sam? Cole Holcomb, he's taking over that Mike linebacker. Then we have that Buffalo nickel, Cameron Curl, who's a good young player. No more Landon Collins, thank the Lord. But
yes, we get that. Yeah, it's amazing how good he was in 2016, and it just went down.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he was like, what happened? He was basically defensive player of the year. If that was his second year performing that well, he would have got defensive player of the year. But anyway,
easily. So the front seven, yes, the potential is there, but I'm expecting more. It's funny that y'all see him as you know, as a legit group, but
I think it's potential.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't want to see performance.
Deontay, you got two legit tackles.
Oh yeah, for sure.
There's two guys. They got resumes. Chase Young, you know, he gets her. You know, I get what you're saying, but you know, he's got the potential to go out there and give you 12, 13 sacks this year.
That's what I need.
You know, by the way, speaking of Chase, did he have the red jersey on this offseason? Is he healthy? What's his story?
That's the thing. He's going to start on PUP.
He's going to start the season on PUP?
Full duration. But by the time we play out, he'll be ready, because we play out late in the season. So don't worry about that.
Oh, so you think he's going to start the season on PUP, huh?
Yeah, I think he will. Okay. I think he will.
All right. Well, look, that obviously is going to be a huge loss. You know, huge loss.
That changes everything, because changes, you know, you look at it's his second, it's his third year in the league now, and first year he had a good defensive rookie of the year year. But what are you expecting this year if he misses six games, and then next year is his fourth year, and then do you pick up the fifth option? Obviously, but I mean, we haven't really seen anything. So it's a tough situation with Chase, but I do like – I love our front seven. I love our front four. I just want to see more from the linebacker spot. And I think if teams are going to attack us this year, it's going to be that linebacker spot as usual.
Right. How about the back end? You concerned? I love it. Quite. By the way, Deontay, I absolutely love the Curl kid. Loved him when he was a rookie.
So good.
You know, I never forget. I forget which game it was. Why? I don't think it was against the Giants, but I saw 31 flying around out there. I'm like, who the F is this 30? I look – seventh round pick. I'm like, what? You know, I loved Curl. I love the Curl kid. I don't know about you, Deontay, but tell us, you know, what do you feel about him in the back end?
Yeah, Cam Curl, I think he's going to get more publicity this year. I think he'll take the league on notice as maybe a first, hopefully. I think with Landon Collins finally out of the way and taken from his snaps, I think he'll get 100% of the snaps if he stays healthy. You know, Landon Collins, he wanted to be labeled a safety, but we couldn't put him back there because he was getting toasted. So we had to bring him up in the Buffalo nickel. I think Cam Curl's going to be good. We got a guy in the fourth round named Percy Butler, who Ron Rivera is just raving about. I think he'll play a little bit at Buffalo nickel spot as well. William Jackson, will he improve? He improved later on in the year. Kendall Fuller, love him. He's notorious for that pick against you all a couple years ago. That wasn't really a pick in the back of the end zone from Daniel.
Yeah.
Jones. You remember that play?
Right. Yeah. I remember. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks, Dion.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate your memory there, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry.
Speaking of that, I was able. Go ahead. That Thursday night game, week two last year, and oh, that was amazing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Thanks. the Dexter Lawrence game.
Or the Darius Slayton game, whatever one.
Or Ricky Seals. The Ricky Seals.
I was just going to say, Deontay, I was just going to say, I think Ricky Seals made one play last year and it was against the Giants in the back of the end zone.
So we signed him. We were just so excited that a tight end could catch just one pass. So I'd like to get your perspective on the Giants, right? Like, when you look at the Giants, just to get it from a division opponent or someone who covers that team, where do you see the Giants from the outside? You know, just overall, and then maybe just touch on some things you kind of worry about, and then some things where you're like, you know what, I'm not sure what you guys are thinking there. I'm just curious about your thoughts there.
I think you are a few offensive players away. I like that kid from Kentucky you all drafted. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be really, really good. Barkley, I'm not really – I don't know. It's the same situation with as a Chase. You know, you draft a running back that high. I mean, you're going to have to figure out something what you're going to do. But offensively, I'm not too scared of you all. Daniel Jones, he always kills the Redskins, the Commanders, though. So, but
Hey, Redskins.
I don't want to offend anybody. But defensively, yeah. You all are studs. Like, I think you're one of the most – I think you have the most physical defense in the NFC East. Every time we play, y'all are hitting hard, you know, and I think with the coach, new coach, the ball, I think he's going to do very good with y'all. So, I think y'all are quarterback away, man. Y'all need some receivers. Running back, I mean, you can get a running back in the fourth or fifth round now.
Yeah, we've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, offensive line – both of your picks this year, I was like, man, I was so mad. But I think Kayvon is going to be a stud. I think he's going to be a superstar, especially with a division with a Chase Young, Micah Parsons, and Kayvon Thibodeau. I think that's going to be awesome. The offensive lineman, I think he's going to be really, really good too. So I think y'all have the grounds for a good front seven, good defensive line, and I think y'all going to be a physical football team with the Buffalo coach coming over. Now, my thing is y'all need some splash players on that offensive side of the ball because your offense doesn't really scare me at all.
You know, your perspective on this is you know, it's your perspective, but it's pretty accurate. Like, we talk about the same things, right? Like, we're excited about the defense. Jones is a question mark. Receiver, they look talented, but it's like, who's going to be healthy? Who's going to step forward? Which one's it going to be? Mm-hmm. Chris has talked about Wandale Robinson and what he's seen so far and how exciting he is. You know, will Barkley come back? So – and the line looks better. It's like you have a good handle on your opponents, but just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, y'all, I'm not terrified of you all, but I think if you go get a quarterback next year, if y'all tank out this year and y'all get one of those top guys, I think y'all have a potential to be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right, Deontay. There's nobody on the offensive side of the ball that when you go into the week playing the Giants, you say, oh, shit, we got to account for that guy. You know what I mean? Like, there's no real splash, like you said, that you're like, oh man, this guy's gonna kill us. You know what I mean? Oh, this guy, you know. But there's gonna be, you know, Dable's gonna get. I see what he's doing in OTAs and a mandatory camp. You know, he's gonna get guys involved in space. And I gotta be honest with you. I told Jerry this. You know, being at the OTAs and the mandatory camp, Deontay, Wandale Robinson is real impressive, dude. Real impressive.
I'm picking him up in fantasy.
I
feel like they're going to use him all over the place. I feel like it.
Right. Oh, he's going to be all over, Deontay. I can tell you that right now. Anything from a jet, from the slot, outside, you know, he's going to be lined up. Yeah. And look, I know a lot of people aren't high on him, but I feel if healthy, Kadarius Toney could do a lot of good things. I think he's going to – you watching him, I think he could – now, there's a lot of issues. You know, Kadarius, we had some stuff going on last year and all that. But getting back to the rookie, Robinson, yeah, I tell you, dude, pretty impressive all season watching him up close. Not a big guy, Deontay. Just, you know, not a big kid at all. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, man, get him in space. Look out. Made some plays on goes. Showed some hands. Showed adjustment to the ball. Pretty impressed with him. So I'm looking forward to watching him this year.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to seeing him too. I think he's going to be so good. Once y'all drafted him, I said, man, they're going to use this man like, oh, man. I already know he's going to be good.
Yeah, and going for him in the second round, it's obviously a guy they wanted, so they're going to utilize him as much as they possibly can. So.
On the defensive side of the ball, Deontay, look, it's Wink. Yeah. He's going to be aggressive, man. You know, he's going to be sending a house. He's going to be all kinds of looks. I've seen it already. You know, he has – look, that mandatory camp, the offensive line didn't know where the hell they were coming from someplace.
Really?
And John Feliciano, the veteran, you know, who's going to be playing center this year, the old Bill, he admitted it. He goes, yeah. He goes, look, Wink sent the – you know, Wink showed us a lot of stuff today. We weren't really ready for it. We will be ready for it, but we weren't ready for it now, you know. So Wink's aggressive. You know that. You know, Wink's going to go after – he's going to get after it, you know. Well, you know, looking forward to that. You know, we got a couple of kids, you know, like Xavier McKinney's that we're looking forward to in year threes, you know, taking the game to the next level.
The good thing is we won't see y'all till the end of the season. So hopefully they'll have us.
When are we playing Washington?
It's late.
When are we playing Washington?
It's late, and it's almost not consecutive, it's very close. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really, end of the year? Yeah. December? Okay. I didn't realize. I don't have the schedule. Yeah. I know it wasn't until later on, but. We won't be seeing him till late.
And it's like.
It's
Giants, Falcons, Giants. So we have y'all on two times in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, Jerry.
So Deontay, what is your outlook? What's the realistic? Give me the realistic outlook of your team and give me the Homer version of it as well. Cause look, you're a fan, obviously you cover this team. By the way, I should mention, Deontay's part of the Fan Sided Network of podcasts. So we're really happy that he was able to join us today.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And I want to say 11-6 is realistically schedule, and our schedule is not hard at all. Commander. So, I mean, are we really good? But looking at that, I mean, open up against Jacksonville, Detroit, Philly. I think those are three, Philly at home. I think those are three games that we could win, start off the season 3-0. And if you look at the rest of our schedule, and I'm sure you all can look at your schedule because we play pretty much the same guy. We have the easiest schedule in the NFL this year. Coming from last year where we played the hardest schedule in the NFL last year, and we went, 7 games last year? 7-10. So if we can go 7-10 with the hardest schedule with a limited quarterback, I just think we can go. Why can't we win 4 more games with the easiest schedule and a better quarterback? So realistically, I'm looking at 10-11 wins. My homer, I think 13 wins, honestly, looking at the schedule. 13 wins.
If you beat Philly week 3 with Carson Wentz, you name the place you want to go eat. Because I'll take it.
Okay.
I mean, that would be delicious. Like for me, I have no love for the Commanders, but with Philly, if you beat them week 3 with Carson Wentz, you know, just
that's going to be interesting. Where's that? Washington, Deontay, week 3?
That one's in Washington.
Yeah, name the place.
That's going to be interesting. Wentz against them twice a year.
And the thing is, what people forget to realize is that Wentz has a great record in the NFC East.
Yes, he does.
So will it carry over? Will it carry over? We don't know, but I'm banking on that. And I'm banking on the offense as a whole improving. I think our offense will be better than the defense this year because my expectations for the defense are really low considering last year they didn't live up to expectations.
So 11-6 then, you have them winning the division.
Possibly. I think that game, week 17 against Dallas, will be for the division.
Wow. Woo. Okay. All right.
All right. That would be interesting.
Because Chris and I think, you know, reluctantly, we think Philly. And we know that the question mark is Jalen Hurts, but the rest of the roster is pretty loaded. And with the addition of Brown and the draft they had, we're most nervous about them. But I would figure 11-6. If I think that wins the division, but if you say they, you know, the last game against Dallas that decides it, yeah, that's fine. But I would think 11-6 walks away with this division. To be honest with you,
Yeah. The thing about Philly, man, I just not sold on Hurts. I'm just not. I don't think he's
We aren't either.
That's the big question mark. The big question mark there. How about Curtis Deontay? How about Curtis Samuels? Is he healthy? Is he ready to go when you two in Washington or what?
The same thing you saw with Wandale Robinson. The same thing I saw in OTAs and mandatory minicamp with Curtis Samuel.
Right.
They were doing jet sweeps. They were doing everything.
That's his game. Yeah.
However, he missed a couple practices, so I don't know if he's healthy. So
he missed. He had a red jersey on.
He had a red jersey on, but he sat out a couple practices, so apparently it was for rest. But after last year,
I guess they're just keeping him. You know, just keeping an eye on his workload. You know, they won't. Look, he's a good player, bro. You know that, man. When he's healthy, you know he did a lot of good things in Carolina, man. You know, so.
Oh yeah.
And last year,
I mean, he was Debo Samuel before. I mean, he was Debo Samuel before.
Yeah, so he was banged up and all that last year. So listen, give me just before we go, Deontay, give me a surprise player on the offense and defense that maybe is not on the radar right now. You say, but it's gonna come on the scene this year, and I'm gonna be like in October, November, go, holy shit, Deontay was right. This freaking guy's doing his thing. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give you Cole Turner from Nevada, tight end, with Logan Thomas out. I think he was at Carson Wentz did a voluntary workout there in California. In there, he had Jahan Dotson, who I think is going to be really good. Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, and Cam Sims. And the tight end that was there was Cole Turner. I think he's going to be really, really good. Okay. If you look at Carson Wentz history, all of the most receiving yards were Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. So I'm looking for Cole Turner to kind of come in and take over that tight end one. On offense,
right?
Yeah, he throws a. Wentz throws a pretty good seam pass.
He
throws a good bomb and a seam pass. It's the out passes where he launches.
Those are the ones. Yeah. Defensively, I want you to keep an eye on. I want to say.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Percy Butler, kid from Louisiana State. I think Ron has talked him up this whole offseason. He's going to play that Buffalo nickel role, which will be the third linebacker. He's going to be able to guard tight ends and guard receivers. So I think Percy Butler's a guy that you're going to be like, okay, maybe he's this guy's fourth-round pick. I think he's going to be a guy. And another one on offense, I think Brian Robinson Jr. is going to be pretty good also, taking snaps from Antonio Gibson. I think he'll be the bell cow towards the end of the season.
Hey, good stuff, bud.
Absolutely, Jerry. Deontay. So, Deontay, tell everybody where they can find your work, bud.
Yes, if you want to check us out, the Washington Tay and Todd, Washington Commanders podcast, and my co-host, Pascal Todd, he does a lot of film breakdowns. He runs our Twitter account. He does a wonderful job. Check us out on Twitter at Tay and Todd, Washington Commanders podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Tay and Todd, Washington Commanders podcast, as we're going to get some more stuff going. Had a busy summer, but we're getting back to the fold of things as training camp comes closer. So,
here we are, a couple weeks away, man.
Yes, can't wait.
Deontay, thank you, my man. Great stuff, man. You know what? Maybe we'll hook up during the season when you guys are like 0-7 and we're 6-1, and we'll talk about some more football, right?
Hey, I'll be down for it.
All right, my man. Great talking to you, Deontay. We'll talk soon, pal.
Thanks, bud.
Likewise.
All right, guys. We'll be right back after this. Just hang on 1 second. And we're back. Deontay Hallows, good dude. I do think the 11-6 as a realistic record is a little delusional, but hey, it's his opinion. That's cool. But when he said 11-6, I thought that was the homer one. I mean, we're sitting there like, yeah, man, we'll be happy to be 7-10. And he's like, yeah, I think 11-6 is it. You know, that's the bottom line. So, but hey, that's why we do this. So,
yeah, it's all fun, buddy. It's all fun. Yeah. That's his opinion. He's pumped up about his football team.
Yeah,
and time will tell. You know, he's pumped up about Carson Wentz. He might be the only one that's pumped up about Carson Wentz, but he's pumped up about Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
and we'll see what happens. You know, that's why we play the games, Jerry, in September. You know, that's why we roll.
I do think he's an upgrade from Heinicke, though. I mean, I think he's right there.
Yeah. Heinicke's look. He could do some things for you, Heinicke, but he's not a starter. So they went out and they feel they got one. You know, so we'll see how it plays out with Wentz. Look, yeah. Wentz to me is not coming off a good season. There's no question. That's why Reich moved on from him.
And we both said it. Like, his biggest believer moved on from him.
Yeah, yeah. Frank couldn't wait to get him over there.
Yeah.
And then he basically couldn't wait to move on from him. You know. Yeah. And look, it was just, you know, there was issues last year. Sometimes with the injuries, wide receiver position, Indy last year, and all that. But he did have a league MVP candidate behind him, in Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And the issues with Wentz, the issues with Wentz last year, Jerry, wasn't so much, you know, Michael Pittman, you know, he came into his own a little bit, you know, T.Y. Hilton was hurt a lot, and he's getting up there, but he was missing guys that were wide open, you know, and there was a few plays that I never forget, man. Anyway, he missed guys wide open, and that Colts sideline was like, "Are you kidding me, Carson?" You know, and their announcers were like, "Are you kidding me, missing this guy?" You know, and not seeing this guy turning the ball over in a key spot and all that. So we'll see how it plays out. He's going to go to a new system, and Scott Turner and, you know, and Ron Rivera, and we'll see how it goes. He's back in the division. And Deontay was right. He always played well in the division, and now he's back in it. So we won't see, like I was reminded, I didn't realize it, Jerry, until Deontay was saying it. We're not going to see those guys till late in the year anyway.
Right.
So
yeah, that's right.
And we'll see where both teams are at. But, you know, it's interesting. Another guy that really has no faith in Daniel Jones. You can see, you know, you can hear
kind
of smile, right?
Yeah.
He kind of smiled when he asked about Daniel. So
yeah, I like getting his perspective on our team, right? Like,
sure.
He kind of thought how we thought too, which is kind of but also a little scary. But
yeah. You know, it's you could just sense, right, Jerry, that forget about inside the Giants building, which a lot of people have faith in Daniel.
Yeah,
but outside the building,
none.
I don't think you're going to find many people say, "Oh yeah, I like Daniel. He's going to be your guy." You know, so we hope, and I hope, and I've said this numerous times, that I love the kid.
Yeah.
We hope he takes that next step this year, Daniel, in this system, and you know, and where we look at him and go, "Okay, Daniel's taking that next step." We will find out, everybody. You know, so
we need a. Not everybody's Fisk Davis. Right? Is that his name? Fisk Vegas, where he, basically said Daniel Jones is Patrick Mahomes, and that's that.
I was going to joke around with Deontay, the Washington guy, saying, "Did you not listen to the podcast last week? This guy, Fisk Vegas, thinks he's going to be MVP. What are you, crazy?"
Good stuff.
It's all good fun, though, man. So.
All right, Giant fans, thanks for the questions. We'll get to them. We really appreciate you guys still firing away with the questions, even in this, you know, downtime. But hey, man, training camp's right around the corner, so let's get ready for this. We will kick off with Richie Wood at Richie_WOOD, W00D. Hey, guys, greetings from Dublin, Ireland. Top of the morning to you, Richie. Question for both of you. McKinney had 5 interceptions last year. Can you see him increasing that number this year? Or will Wink Martindale have him closer to the box? Many thanks, #Irish Buffoon. What do you think,
Chris? Yeah, well, he's going to have them all over. You know, he's going to be very aggressive in a blitz game. I can see that already. He's going to be up in that box a lot. He's not just going to play that deep safety. You know, he's going to be in that one look, you know, that cover one.
Yeah.
He'll be in that a lot. So he's going to have his opportunities, no question about it. Look, I hate to say before season, well, he's going to have 7. He might have 2 and make a bigger impact than when he had 5 last year. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jerry, so, you know, I don't know. Let's put it this way. He's going to have opportunities.
Yeah.
And Zay, you know, Zay has dropped some opportunities in his first 2 years. He's dropped some interceptions. So, let's get those hands going a little bit better, you know. And hopefully he gets another 5 or 6 this year. That would be nice. But I look for him to have a huge year doing other things, you know, up in that box, blitzing out of that from the slot position, and all that. So that's what I'm really looking forward to too. I think Zay's gonna have a monster year. I think he's gonna be a pro baller.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely loves this system. I can't wait to talk to him in training camp because he seems like he absolutely loves what Wink brings to the table, you know. So
you got
to
be glad too, dude, that you're getting access to this new coaching staff, right? Like, COVID's pretty much over. Like, things are somewhat back to normal. I don't want to say COVID's over. I don't want people coming at me, but I'm just saying, like, your access increases. It's got to be more fun with, like, Dable and Martindale coming in now. And I mean, just personally, right? Like,
yeah. They're pretty funny guys, you know. We'll have access to them.
The excitement.
It's going
to
be,
it's going to be more.
You know, Dable's pretty straightforward with the presses though so far. He's told, you know, he could be funny at times, but Wink is, we'll have Wink once a week, you know. But you know what you're really looking forward to, Jerry? It's going to be the locker room, you know, getting guys on the side, getting guys on the side and say, you know, hey, you know, I heard, you know, what you know, what's going on here, man? I know you're doing this, this is good stuff. You know, how you feeling here? How you feel about that play? What happened, you know, and this and that? You know, trust me, I'm telling you, guys, you know, in the locker room, if they, you know, you present yourself, they'll tell you, I messed up there. I should, you know, they'll tell you. Trust me, they will. Yeah. I might not put it on Twitter or I might hint on it down the road. But, you know, that's going to be the part, Joe, where you get a better feel, you know, where you, what guys are thinking, you know, and all that stuff. So,
An excited McKinney in the locker room's got to be fun, man.
He's a good kid, Zay. He's a really good kid, man. He's a good guy. He really is.
Oscar Nieves, if you could reverse the fate of one of these two teams, the 89 Flipper Anderson or the 08 Plaxico Giants, which is it? The 08 Plaxico Giants, because I just think that was, like I said, Oscar, that was one of the best teams of all time in Giants history, I should say. They would have been up there with 86. They just would have. I mean, 86 is what it is, but they would have been, you know, 1A, I think, of all time. Michelle Collins, hey guys, just saw Lewis Riddick put Barkley in his top five overrated players. Is this him being bitter and not getting the GM job, or does he truly believe this? You guys rock, go G-men. I don't know. Who the hell knows what Lewis Riddick thinks and why he says some of the things he says, but, you know.
Well, look, there is some bitterness with Lewis Riddick, though, that I could tell you.
There you go.
Now, I don't know. Look, if that's his true opinion of Saquon, I'm sure it is. A lot of people feel Saquon's overrated. That's his opinion. You know. They weren't saying that, though, after year one when Saquon had 1,300 yards rushing and 91 catches.
Right.
Nobody was saying he was overrated then.
Right.
You know. So, I tell you what. Is Saquon – I want to clear this up because I see a lot of negativity with Saquon. You know, I even see NFC coaches saying he's not a real running back and, you know, anonymous quotes, all that crap.
You love anonymous quotes, right, Chris?
Yeah, I love anonymous quotes. So, I look, you know, like I, from what I understand, the guy was destroying him in pass pro. Well, guess what? I've mentioned that 1,000 times on the podcast and on Twitter.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it's coming from me. Now, is Saquon Barkley the all-around perfect running back? He is not. Okay? Will he stutter step? Will he not hit the hole at times? Will he do this? Yeah. But to say he's not a running back, to say he's overrated, you might not like his style, but like I said, just not forget, in 2018, he ran for 1,300 yards and had 91 receptions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then injuries set in, lost some confidence last year. Is he the perfect back? No. Is he Derrick Henry? No. But this, you know, for people to say like he's some kind of Jersey tomato, I think is ridiculous. And all those people that say that, and I'm not Mr. Barkley Holman. I've criticized him numerous times, right, Jerry? Right. We both have over the years.
Sure.
When he's pass pro, look, number one has been pass pro. I've mentioned that numerous times. He hasn't improved that. I even put it on Twitter Tuesdays, or whatever the hell I called it, Big Pen Tuesdays and all that stuff. Look at this. Bad technique, all that. But to say he's not a real running back and like that, well, you know what? I think that's ridiculous. So he's healthy right now, and let's see what he does this year. Because give him – let's not forget, folks, how many times that young man was blasted behind the line of scrimmage as soon as he was handed the ball.
Yeah, it's a great point.
How many times over the years was he hit behind the line of scrimmage? Oh, I don't know, Chris. Well, I don't know the exact number, but I can tell you this. It was number one in the league.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Number one in the league. Yep. Look, a lot of people taking pot shots at guys, you know, Saquon. But let's get him through camp. Let's get him a little better offensive line. Is he a perfect back? No. Is he overrated? Come on, man. You know, this kid's explosive. This kid could take it to the house any time.
Yep.
And I get it. Third and four. A second and six, and he gets 3 yards, but he could have got five or six. I get it. That's why I'll always say he's not the perfect back. But, dude, let's not make him out like he's just some kind of tomato.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are doing that, Jerry. Yeah. I don't mean necessarily Giant fans.
Yeah.
I'm talking about outside, you know, outside the building. Even some Giant fans are down on him. I get it. But, what? You know, we'll see what he does this year. I don't want to hear those same people, Jerry, when he's, you know, when he's doing his thing and he's got 1,000 yards by week 10 or 12, whatever, you know, whatever, week 13, and he's rushing and he's receiving and all that. Because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again. I think Saquon's going to have a very big year.
Yeah. There's a couple of Giant fans on Twitter that are just completely disrespectful to Barkley, but we'll just leave it there. Ramon Rodriguez the third at Ray Sharkey, since we're on the Saquon subject.
Ray Sharkey, you know, the old actor, I guess he's... Yeah. I guess he loves the old actor, yeah.
Chris and Jerry, Best G-Men Podcast, True Entertainment. How many rushing yards do you think it'll take before he gets a new contract? I don't know if it's about... It's not going to be numbers, dude, Ramon. It's going to be... How does he fit with this offense? How does he come back? And are they going to make the investment in the running back position to pay him like that? So I don't even know. To be honest with you, he could get 2,700 yards this year, and I don't know if they re-sign him, because I don't know how they're going to value the running back position with regard to the roster and cap space. It just comes down to that, dude. I don't know. I don't think it's a number. Sorry.
Yeah.
Tom at TomLap66, one position that is under the radar until it is glaring during games, is the punter. Has there been any chatter about bringing in more punter competition? Love the new calendar. Got mine yesterday. Thanks, Tom. We put thought into who we put on that, so thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Punning, Chris. Any competition coming
up? I mean, there's some other guy. I forget his name, but there's another guy in camp besides the Scottish Hammer there. So yes, there'll be a little competition.
Scottish Hammer. Well, I love that.
You know, will they bring in another guy? Maybe, you know. But right now, it's the Scottish Hammer's job, you know. So.
Yeah. Lisa also thanking us for the calendar. Yeah, guys, so if you subscribe to The Insider, you get a free calendar every year. Let's see. Joey Z, with camp right around the corner, which player do you think can fall out of favor quickest with the new coaching staff if they aren't careful? I don't know. I think of a player like O'Shane Zimmon as if he's not healthy. I just think if that's it. Like, we can't do anything for you anymore, O'Shane. It's going to be a guy like that, I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I he's probably going to have to work his way into their good graces to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even thinking about the 53 yet, but if I had to do a 53 right now, Jerry, yeah, I don't even have him on it.
He's off.
I don't even have him on it.
No, he's not.
You know?
Like, guys like, I don't know if Cam Brown are going to make the team, let alone O'Shane Zimmon is, right? So.
Yeah, well, Cam Brown's a kid that's going to have to make it on special teams.
Yep.
You know? And Zimenez isn't really a special teamer.
Yeah.
Well, you can see a Brown making it because he's one of the better special teams,
right.
You know. But that'll play itself out, man. This is what you have training camp for in three games.
Vin Parada, over under in sacks for Thibodeau, 7.5.
Over. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Over.
Nice. Me too. Yes. But I'm telling you right now, Chris, he's not going to lead the team in sacks.
No, Aziz, your boy Aziz is. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be like 13-10 or something like that. It's going to be very nice. I mean, a nice amount of sacks for these two kids.
What do you see how jacked Aziz is, Jerry?
Oh, just the pictures alone. I can't imagine seeing him in person.
You
got
to see him up close, man. He's jacked. Yeah. Got strong. He needed to get a little stronger, and he did. You know?
Yeah.
He felt he had a ball. Just get a little more, a little bigger, a little more muscle, a little stronger.
Yeah.
And he did.
Oh, just some dude. How do we know Wink isn't just another Betcher? Oh, I had to ask that question. Come on, man. Wink isn't just another Betcher. Watch their defenses over the years, man. Oh, plus Betcher would bring in former Cardinals and...
I think this is what he's getting at, Jerry.
Okay.
Is that Betcher was very aggressive in Arizona. Came here, wasn't as aggressive as we thought he was going to be.
Okay.
Obviously for personnel reasons, I guess, I would imagine. Now, here's the difference. I think this is what he's getting. Whoever asked that, I'm sorry.
Just some dude at New York Giants _ let's go.
Right. So I think why just some dude is asking that, because he had that rep, Betcher, coming in and really didn't live up to that rep. And now Wink has that rep of, hey, I'm going to send the house no matter what. And I guess he's asking, well, is he going to is he going to not be as aggressive like Betcher was? I'm going to say absolutely not. I think Wink will stay aggressive no matter who the hell is on the field.
Yeah.
He did it in Baltimore when they were decimated with injuries. The Giants are not decimated with injuries yet. I think he's going to be very aggressive. I think that will be the difference right there.
Chris, this is from Kirby at Curbs. Chris, you got me thinking. I'm starting to like the name Commodores more than Commanders. Can we get a petition going to have it changed to that? By the way, I got about 7 text messages, Chris, saying I like Commodores better than Commanders. So
yeah,
good stuff.
There you go. Yeah.
There it is. Jason at JTM underscore MK. Besides the first game of the season, which game are you most excited for?
The second game.
That's it. Second game. Right now, the second game. Can't get excited for Eagle games because we usually know what's going to happen. Jason, second game, right? That's Carolina, no?
That's Carolina and Baker Mayfield. How could you not get excited for Baker? Home. You know? Yeah. Look, that's the way I approach it. I'm sorry. I really don't look at it and say, oh, I'm excited for game of week 14. And I look at it like, okay, Tennessee week one.
Yeah.
When that's over with at 7:30, I'll be like, okay, let's get it going for week two. That's the way I approach it.
Yeah. Nickel at Nikolai underscore Lorenz. Do you guys think the defense is a bigger concern than the offense? Absolutely not. I feel like we're really thin in linebacker in the secondary. No way. I am way more concerned about the offense than the defense. Yeah. I'm excited about the defense.
Yes.
The offense is way more concerning. Yeah. I missed it before. Somebody asked, they had trouble getting tickets, but then they finally got them. And then they asked you, Chris, what days are you going to be there? You're there.
Oh, I'm there a lot. Sometimes I won't be there. I don't have a set schedule.
But most days, though.
I'm there a lot. Yeah, I will be there a lot.
Okay.
But, folks, anybody listening, okay, and you know you're going to be there the next day, direct message us or just send a message on the regular chat. Hey, Chris, I'm going to be there tomorrow. Because everybody's back. I like to see some people that, you know, I just know their names on Twitter.
Right.
So always reach out and say, hey, I'll be there tomorrow. And then when you're there, okay, put on Twitter, hey, Chris, I'm wearing, you know, Red Sox jersey. I'm over here, you know, and all that. So, so maybe I could see you, walk over, reach out, bullshit, whatever it might be, you know, so.
I gotta get your take on this now. You brought it up. You had to be kind of excited. The Yankees losing 3 in a row. No.
No. Yankees didn't lose 3 in a row.
They lost 2 to the Reds and Red Sox.
Lost 2 out of 3 to the Reds. Yeah.
No, but 2 Red Sox and then the first one to the Reds. No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought you meant the Red series. No. Was I excited about that? No. The Red Sox are a shit show, bro. The Red Sox are a shit show.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No. There's nothing to be excited about in Boston when guys can't catch pop ups at third base. There's nothing to be excited about. I am going to say, though, is that I know Yankee fans are very excited, 61 wins. You know, we're going to beat the 2018 team. You're not the 2018 team, guys. The 98 team. You're not the 98 team, guys.
Right.
Tell you that right now. You're not as good as your record says you are. Right. And it's slowly coming. You know, that's all I'm going to say. Don't punch your ticket yet to the Canyon Heroes, you Yankee fans.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know if they want to see the Red Sox in the postseason. They don't want to go to Fenway.
They probably don't want to see the Red Sox because, they probably don't want to see the Red Sox. They'll never admit it, of course, and they probably definitely don't want to see the Astros, bro. The Astros really play well against them too. But you know, it's a long way away. Guys get injured.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Oh, we'll go a couple more. New Jersey, New York sports. First time, long time. Do the New Jersey Devils ever go out to lunch for deviled eggs? I'll hang up and listen.
The what? What was that?
It's a question like they would ask Francesa. First time, long time. Do the New Jersey Devils ever go out to lunch for deviled eggs? Okay, thanks. Great question. I had to.
Deviled eggs.
Okay. Yeah, it's like the San Francisco Giants and the New York Giants ever go out to dinner. Right. Okay. Josh Stanton at JStanton22. Chris, Jerry, if we have a surprisingly good season that ends in a playoff run, is it the defense or offense that socks the NFL world? # best pod in Giants Nation. Thanks, Josh.
Oh, thank you. It would definitely be the offense, Josh.
Yes.
No question about it.
Yeah, we are in lockstep there. Yes.
No question about it.
We'll try to do 2 more. Yanni at Yanni Hulk. Anything lately about...
I love these names, man.
I know. Yeah. Anything lately about Nick Gates' recovery, Chris?
Just that I heard he's not going to be ready for camp.
Okay.
That's where he's at right now. They don't expect him for camp. Not even sure for the fall. But I'll know more because I did see Nick a lot in the offseason walking around. And we'll know more, you know, this summer and by the end of the summer.
Agent X just asks, like, three questions, hoping to get one in. I'll ask one, bud. Agent X, over under fights in training camp, 2.5, Chris, over or under?
Well, we had one in an OTA, right? So which so was
let's start which, at zero now. We're starting
which
at zero.
Which is unheard of. So right. I know we're going to start at zero, so I'm going to go over.
Yeah, okay.
Jerry, if we had one in an OTA,
yeah, right.
What the hell's going to happen when it's hot with the pads on?
Right. Yeah, and the OTAs were like, what, 75? And,
oh, and here's no a better humidity. One. And, yeah. And Agent X, here's a better one. Yeah. What's the over-under in fights at the Jets-Giants joint scrimmage?
I think it's safe to say like 6. 5.5.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to say over 2.5, 2.5,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be interesting.
He asked another question. I just got to read it. Is this offensive line better or just different? That's funny.
We hope better, buddy. We yeah. hope better.
Yeah. We'll go one more. All right. We'll end it with as Esley at Easy Does It 5. Rank the NFC's teams based on roster strength.
Hmm. Yeah, want to go?
Yeah, I'll go Eagles, Dallas, much to the chagrin of our host or co-host today, Deontay Hallams, Giants, Commanders. That's where I'm going.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles, Cowboys, too. Wow.
That's a flip of a coin.
That's like a flip of a coin. Yeah, you're right. If I had to go... Wentz, Jones, running back, Barkley.
I mean, he talked Giants about our defense. Like, he loves our defense. So that's for me. It's like, oh, then
I'll go else? Wash. I'll go Giants and then Washington. Yeah.
There you go. Nice. Perfect.
The Commodores.
Yeah. The Commodores. Right. We should. That's got to be a thing now on Twitter when we play the Commodores. Good stuff, man. Anything else, bud? Are we good?
No. We'll cover the Cowboys next week.
Yep.
And then the following week is the camp. So.
Yeah, and Fansided, Fansided does not have a Cowboys podcast, so we'll be talking about the Cowboys probably ourselves. And you'll get a lot of we'll try to be honest, but maybe a little bit of Homer vision there. So, anyway. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to magster.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys, we're almost at camp. Yes, sir.
And Jerry, you were just... You just came back from Dallas. You were there 3 days. Did you find out any information, inside information? Did you pick up anything while you were there?
I will say this. The Dallas fan in Dallas is way less annoying than the Northeast Dallas fan.
Really?
I mean, and they, like, they don't... Yeah. I everyone's going to get mad, but the Dallas Yankee fan is evil, right? You just... You lived in the 70s
you're a
Yankee or the
90s. Fan. You just called your fan base evil.
If you're Yankees Dallas, you're evil. That's just an evil fan. You were a front runner in the 70s or 90s. You probably have the gold chain with the NY and the star. Like, oh, God, give me a break. Enough. That Dallas fan is way more annoying than the Dallas fan in Dallas. They're more like, oh, you're from Jersey or you're from New York. So what do you guys think of Daniel Jones? They're almost like they have conversations with you, not like,
right.
Yeah, you know, we got 5 rings. Like that Yankee fan attitude that you love so much. 27, you know, 27. We got 5 rings, 27. You know, it's different. It's just different. So I found out nothing. No, I didn't find out anything, but I do.
No, I sent you down here to find out information.
I failed miserably.
I'm like Gordon Gekko. Stop, you know, start getting me some information.
Right. I was eating ribs and steak the entire time, and I had fried alligator, actually. Unbelievable.
So you're not going to make it as a CIA agent.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
You couldn't infiltrate anything?
I failed miserably.
You couldn't get in the stadium? You couldn't read the paper? You couldn't... Bumping anybody getting
distracted.
Any
with
diehard
food.
Fans saying, "Hey, listen, Tyron Smith's hurt." I'll tell you that right now. He's not going to.
They play. Don't Nothing. Love. They don't love Dak Prescott down there. It seems again, and the ones I've talked to, but I talked to, I would say 10 solid fans. They don't love Prescott as much as they do up here. That's what I mean. It's a different fan.
That's totally good information. Different. I like that information. Yeah. That's good. Did you get a little feel of how they feeling about their team this year?
They hate Mike McCarthy.
Well, that we know. Yeah, that we know.
That's,
already, okay,
that's more universal. Yeah. They feel like they've taken a step back, but they think they're still good enough to win the division. Which,
You know what? Well, that's dead on. That's dead on. That's exactly the way I feel. You know, I feel they won't. I think they're going to take a step back, but the fan base is right. I feel that they still got enough talent to win a division, no question about it.
The Dak Prescott thing surprised me a bit because up here he's, you know, he's Roger Staubach. Yeah, he's down there. There were two or three guys that like, well, you know, he's not really accurate and he's, you know, he's kind of a runner. I was like, wow, okay, cool.
Well, you got some information from the fan base. Yes. I was hoping to get a little intel on the football team. I don't know why you were stuffing your face for freaking 3 days, but you know, I need you getting me. You know, I'm Gecko. You got to get me information, Foley, not just tell me that you eat crocodile. That don't mean shit to me. You got to get information.
Tastes like chicken.
But it, I do find it interesting, though, that they feel that about their team and Dak. Oh, McCarthy, we know. That we knew about. Yeah. You know, we knew they couldn't stand him. Yeah. So, all right, good stuff, man. That was good stuff.
Hope people listen to this and they didn't shut it off. So I'm going to have to put on Twitter that after we do cover my trip to Dallas. So,
okay.
Because when they start saying, hey, Giant, or, you know, WWW, the Giant side, they may have just shut us off. So, bad job by me not bringing that up, buddy. Thank you, Chris. Nice job. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.